Photos: San Antonio socialists hit streets for another No Kings rally. By Randy Clark on March 29, 2026. San Antonio, Texas, a crowd of several thousand people held a demonstration just blocks away from the historic Alamo in downtown San Antonio. The crowd was part of the latest No Kings rallies taking part across the country. On Saturday, the group listened to several speakers who denounced President Trump as a dictator, chanted anti-ICE slogans, and criticized the U.S.-Israeli military action in Iran. Breitbart, Texas observed protesters as they chanted for several hours, led by members of the San Antonio Party for Socialism and Liberation, PSL, and other organizers, before beginning a march through the streets. Many in the group carried signs, some containing vulgar language, critical of the latest military action in Iran, and others calling for the complete abolishment of ICE. The protest was heavily attended by members of PSL, the Democratic Socialist Party, Planned Parenthood, 50501, and the Bexar County Democrats. Several groups set up booths to sell merchandise or hand out political signs and T-shirts promoting U.S. Senate candidate James Tallarico, who is hoping to unseat U.S. Senator John Cornyn, RTX. Several in the group wore inflatable costumes, some carrying profanity-laced signs critical of President Trump. Some wore whimsical costumes or painted their faces as clowns in protest. Several protesters attending the rally brought small children, including one young child carrying a vulgar sign aimed at ICE. Several protesters sported Palestinian kafaya scarves as they manned a booth that was critical of the post-October 7th Israeli military action against Hamas and Hezbollah. Most of Saturday's protest speakers focused on defunding and abolishing ICE and ending the United States and Israeli military strikes still underway as part of Operation Epic Fury. The group later marched through downtown San Antonio streets with a police escort, as organizers continued to lead chants. Ironically, the American Federation of Government Employees, AFGE, the parent union of rank-and-file Border Patrol agents, is listed as a partnering sponsor of the nationwide No Kings rallies. As thousands of Border Patrol processing coordinators and civilian employees go without pay, their parent labor union is sponsoring those marching at the rally, marching through San Antonio, chanting F% and the MIGRA. The march progressed peacefully through the downtown area as tourists and passing motorists looked on. There were no arrests or incidents requiring the San Antonio Police Department's intervention. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.